Now, if you live in Douglas and Washburn counties, there's a free drive-through COVID-19 testing event going on in your area today. It's part of a series of testing events in northwestern Wisconsin scheduled during the first 2 weeks of the month. These are areas where the local health systems aren't set up to do the amount of testing needed to help contain the outbreak. Alana Watson has been covering the testing events for WPR. She's our 2019 Second Century News Fellow. Alana, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's talk first about access. What exactly do these counties say they needed here?
So basically, the governor asked a lot of the counties, you know, if they would like to see an increase in testing or if they needed an increase in testing. And so a lot of the counties in the northwestern part of the state said, yes, absolutely, along with tribes, I would also like to mention. They said, yes, absolutely, because they haven't been able to get the amount of testing that some counties have had in recent weeks.
And the National Guard, the Wisconsin National Guard, is part of the story here. What's their role?
Absolutely. So the National Guard, they are actually helping to administer tests. So a lot of the local health departments, they don't have the capacity to actually test as many people as they're wanting to. So the governor had a few National Guard members go out and help administer these COVID-19 tests. And I spoke with the National Guard spokesperson, Captain Joe Travato, and he said that nearly 400 citizen soldiers are going to be helping administer tests in the northwest counties in Wisconsin.
And these National Guard troops have their own protective equipment in many cases, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They do have gas masks that they are using. They're military issued. And they also have suits that they are going to be using as well. And the cool thing about this is that this is equipment that they've already had. So they're not depleting any civilian stockpiles of personal protective equipment or PPE. And they're also serving our community. So it's great.
And how many tests, in terms of capacity, how many tests does the Wisconsin National Guard think they could administer and then get processed in, say, a single day's event?
So from what I've heard from a few county administrators is that they should be able to administer at least 300 tests in a day, roughly 70 tests per hour, which, I mean, it's a lot. And I know that based on what Captain Travato said, is that they should be getting results within 24 to 48 hours. And then whoever tests positive, they will be notified.
And you talked to some county officials there. What kind of things did they have to say?
Yes, absolutely. I actually got to speak with Ashland County Administrator Clark Schroeder, and I will let you play a bite that I have from him.
This basically will allow people who probably are more curious about their symptoms, do I have this? And I think it'll help them be more aware of how to protect themselves and how to protect others around them.
So that leads to the question, Alana, who is eligible for these tests?
So any Wisconsin resident is eligible for the test, from my understanding. What Clark basically let me know is that as long as they are a Wisconsin resident, they are able to get tested. The testing is free. Now, I am unaware of any restrictions in terms of where they live in terms of county, but from my understanding, any Wisconsin resident who is 5 years or 5 years old or older, and has a symptom, possible symptom of COVID-19, including cough, sore throat, the shortness of breath, fatigue, fever, headache, all of those symptoms that we know of that are symptoms of COVID-19, anyone can get tested.
Talking to WPR's Alana Watson about COVID-19 testing in northwestern Wisconsin with the National Guard on board to provide the personnel to do these tests. All right, now paint us a picture. How are they organizing these tests? What is it going to look like when people pull up?
So it's all drive-through testing. So no one's going to have to get out of their car to go into a building. People basically pull up. They'll fill out a little bit of information, and then they'll get their test. Once they have their test, they'll probably be able to get a little bit of background information on when and how they'll be contacted if they are positive or if they test negative, and then they can go about their day. Obviously, people would probably want to take a few precautions just until they get their test results back. But ultimately, it's going to get the test, driving through, get it, and then you're done.
And as I mentioned, there's a couple counties that have been doing this today, Douglas and Washburn, I think it was. Is this something that's going to then rotate from community to community?
Yes, exactly. It started off in Buffalo and Pippin County on the 1st, and it will pretty much go throughout this entire week and into next week. And I believe the last counties are Chippewa and Rusk, I believe, and they will have testing on May 14th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And from the timeline you mentioned, they were trying to get back to people within a day or two. Have we seen numbers from the earliest rounds of testing in this program?
As of right now, no. I am in contact with Buffalo County and Pippin County. They said they were going to get results back to me as soon as they can. Of course, it has been past 24 to 48 hours, but my assumption is that they probably had a lot of testing that was done. They possibly could have had all 300 tests administered that day. So it's probably going to take some time to get everything lined up so they can actually report out the testing results.
Alana, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Alana Watson, WPR's 2019 Second Century News Fellow, telling us about testing going on for COVID-19 in northwestern Wisconsin with the help of the National Guard.